There's kind of an Ars Poetica in here. I think I'll just read it. It's not that long. It's a whole another series, part of the Underneath series. This is called Underneath Libation. The Oresteia, Agamemnon, the whole cast of characters appear in this book, and so it really is a sequence, and it's hard to read outside of it. But this one, some of the politics of the book will be missing unless I read this one. I actually should read a different one, though, because there's a broadside outside, and I should read the poem that you so kindly made a beautiful print of for me. It's a sexy poem. It's in a series of haiku. 2 days. Full moon lays his hand onto her throat, into his mouth takes her whole ear. Noon, this pen hovers over this empty page. One is free to forget. Noon, the gate fills to its edges with the two sides of opening. Move. Noon, regardless of the gate, buds open all around, stare at each other. Noon, evaporation is taking place. Full moon, your body before me, a nameless hill. Full moon, seeing, being seen, the cold lies in us all night long. In one spot most especially. I am not seeking altitude. Noon. We push until, like a third party, matter rages between us. Noon. Pushes us into the midst to where spring stops. Noon. Pushes us to where a crown emerges and begins to lower all round our bodies, tiny rips of buds. Noon. Then even the buds push out into this emptiness. Noon. The only heaven plays and leaps. Dusk, with its downslope, a bride, and one above her, all shivering of mind. Late dusk, a communication between what exists and what is visible. That shore, who knows what can be said. Full moon lays his hand onto her throat, into his mouth takes her whole ear.